Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Welcome to topic one of Scientology Comparative Religion for Gospel Ministry. Before Christians evaluate Scientology or speak with Scientologists, we must first understand what Scientology actually teaches. Respectful ministry begins with careful listening, accurate research, and intellectual honesty. This course uses three major types of sources. First, we consult official Scientology sources. These sources help us understand how the Church of Scientology defines its own beliefs, practices, and terminology. When we discuss terms such as thetan, reactive mind, auditing, clear, or operating thetan, we should begin with the meaning Scientology itself gives them. Official sources do not provide a neutral evaluation of Scientology. However, they are essential for understanding how Scientology presents itself. Second, we consult responsible academic sources. Historians, sociologists, legal scholars, and scholars of religion can help us examine Scientology's development, organization, practices, and place within modern religious culture. Academic researchers may disagree with one another, so students should compare sources rather than treating one scholar as the final authority. Third, we listen to personal testimony. Current Scientologists, former Scientologists, family members, and Christian converts may describe their experiences very differently. Personal stories help us understand the human impact of religious commitment, but one person's experience should not automatically be treated as everyone's experience. Responsible study distinguishes among official teaching, academic interpretation, and personal testimony. Christians must also avoid sensationalism. We should not build our ministry around rumors, secret information, dramatic accusations, or material we cannot verify. We do not need to exaggerate Scientology in order to present the gospel. Proverbs 18:13 teaches that answering before listening is foolish and shameful. That principle applies to comparative religion. Before responding to a belief, we must understand what the person means. Careful study does not mean accepting Scientology as true. It means evaluating it fairly. We can recognize a genuine human longing while questioning the worldview offered to satisfy it. For example, Scientology addresses longings for freedom, self-understanding, spiritual ability, and relief from painful experiences. Christianity also speaks to those longings, but it gives a different account of God, humanity, sin, salvation, the body, truth, and eternal hope. Our goal is not merely to collect information about Scientology. Our goal is to understand people well enough to speak truthfully, love faithfully, and explain the gospel clearly. Responsible Christian ministry begins with this commitment. Understand before criticizing. Clarify before comparing. Verify before repeating. Listen before answering. And always speak the truth in love.